disciples this morning. We'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 18, and First Peter, the second chapter that you've already heard, and you're hearing the third through the fifth verses. You find in the Bible in St. Matthew a very familiar passage where we find these words: when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom do ye say I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." 1 Peter 2, 3, and 5, "If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Lastly, supporting the 61st division of Psalms, the second verse, you'll find these words: "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." If I was to use a subject or a thought on those texts this morning, that would be, you can always go to the rock. You can always go to the rock. We ought to love God, because if it had not been for him, all of the wonderful things that we enjoy in life would not be so. When we think about our love for God, we realize that he loved us first, created us in his own image, and because of that, we give our God praises. And so we're thankful to God this morning for this great choir and for you, the people of God, that have been witnessing this morning. And, you know, it seems as though you know what church is all about. It's not about entertainment, but putting your part in and helping the choir when they sing, and, you know, it's receiving the testimonies for those that have gone through, and knowing that if God will do that for them, he'll do the same thing for you. That there's a time when you may feel like I'm independent and I want to be all by myself, but then there's another time when you realize that you need somebody. So I'm glad to know that we serve a God that is able to suffice every one of our needs. Does not matter who we are, where we are, what we need, God is able this morning. And so it's that same God that I speak of that have allowed us to be under his grace and his mercy and his love and allowed us to assemble into this holy place one more time. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. And we got to know and understand that every part of the body is necessary. We're blessed this morning. We have visitors this morning, and all of our visitors are not Baptists by faith. But rest assured that there is only one God. So denomination is just a sense of identification as to what you prefer. But at the end of the day, we are all striving to see the same God. And we get there. I know that everything has been written down in the book, but he's not going to deal with the fact of what you did over at Fowles Chapel or what you did over at the Presbyterian Church. He's going to wonder, what did you do unto your brothers and your sisters? Because the least you did unto them, you did it unto me. Is there anybody trying to work out their soul's salvation? God that I speak of this morning said that if we would be his people, he promises that he will be our God. And I like the fact that you can claim God for yourself. You can personalize. There can't nobody take your God from you. Don't allow nobody, if they look at you a little funny because you make a little louder noise than they do, or you move a little bit more than they do. Don't worry about that, because they don't know your story. They don't know what it took for you to get to where you are right now. All of us got a yesterday. All of us got some thing that we would like to have done better, but we learn by experience. It is good to have gone through something, because if you've never gone through anything, if you never did it the wrong way, you might not even recognize when you're doing it the right way. And then who are we? Who are we? We sometimes like to think that we're all of that. And you're not the only one that got a little bit of sense. That individual that you think is just crazy as a fruitcake, they got a little bit of sense. That mean man, that mean woman that don't like nobody, have a frown on their face all the time. You just don't know there's somebody that they smile at. Might not be you. Don't get bent all out of shape because everybody don't fall over when you come in the room. Who are you? We got folk that feel like you got to get excited. You got to have an attentive ear when I open up my mouth. But there's somebody else that got a word to say. It's not all about us this morning. God that I'm talking about, he lets us know that in his laws that he is a jealous God. And that we should have no other gods before him. I'm glad that we serve a God that have trained and taught us to know that if we put him first, that everything else would just sort of fall into place. There is no one greater than our God. No one can do what he does for us, but our God, he never slumbers, neither does he sleep. That individual that you think the world of, that individual that you feel like, I can always depend on brother so-and-so, there's going to come a time you're going to call on that brother and he bids it. Then there's going to come a time when you think that I need my sister to come and see about me, but sister's down on the bed of affliction just like you. It's because you're up today. Don't get excited. You might be down before nightfall. But I serve a God that his eyes forever watching over us, and it is his desire that we might be saved. His word, his word teaches us that he came that we might have life. And not only have life, but have it more abundantly. There is no other God like Jehovah. I like to say that. Every time I say that, I think about the camp meeting on the television. That they love to sing, there's no God like Jehovah. You got to know who Jehovah is to receive it in the right manner. And if you receive it like they give it out, then you can get something out of it. If they're in it, they may not sing it, but they ought to learn that there is no God like Jehovah. Nobody can bring you over. Nobody can make ends meet. Nobody can mend or lift up your spirit like Jehovah God. He is that one that we can always depend on. And I'm reminded of a song that we used to sing a long time ago. It says, where will I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when don't nobody else want to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation that is stable? Songwriter said, I go to the rock. Anybody know anything about that rock? See, there are those times in life that you don't going to have nobody to turn to. Sometimes you done burn up all your bridges. You done close your doors in the wrong faces, and you don't have nobody that don't want to hear you, because every time they hear you, you got a sad story. So when don't nobody want to hear about what you are going through, who you going to talk to? I'm so glad that I can go to the rock. I'm so glad that I can talk to a God that always has a listening ear. And I'm so glad that I didn't allow the enemy to mess my mind up in the thinking that because when I was a sinner and a wretch undone, God would not hear my humble call. See, the enemy will make you think that because you are out of the will of God, that God is not going to hear you. But if God didn't hear you when you was in your mess, how did you get out of your mess to get where you are right now? You got to learn how to open up your mouth. You got to learn how to talk to your God in your own very special way. I have a woman that called me sometime, and she always telling me, I can't pray like you pray. I don't know how to talk to God like you talk to God. And then I end up letting her know, you just talk to him. You talk to him like you talk to him. You tell him what you want. You don't have to tell him like I tell it. Anybody in here talking to God on their own? How many of you, if your only time that you realize that you're getting a message to God is this through somebody else, you're in a bad situation. That man, that woman that you're depending on to be your intercessor, they got some things going on. And sometimes they may have you on their mind, but anybody ever had a loss of thought? Somebody tell you, pray for me, and you done forgot before you even got home. I learned it when somebody say, pray for me. In my mind, I start praying for them right then, because before I get home, I may be thinking about something else. Sometimes you got to immediately go into prayer. When you pray, you don't have to go down on bending knees all the time. Some of your kneecaps already wore out anyway, and it's not from praying. I'm glad I can lay on my back and call on my God. Wonder, wonder this morning. Have you ever found that anytime, every time you go to the rock is right there? That rock won't let you down. When we continue all that is, when we consider all that's going on in the world and the shape that we're in, the shape that the world is in, rest assured that there is a time that we got to come and we got to ask for some help. Jesus lets us know that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. The enemy proudly says, I'm still going to and fro, seeking whomsoever I can devour and destroy. See, the devil don't have no shame in his game. He's out to rob you this morning. He out to get your mind so confused. He wants to get you on something else, another page that you don't even hear what thus said the Lord our God. So glad God is who he is. Because sometimes when I sit there and I think about my own personal little issues that I'm going through and I'm not in the service like I ought to be, but I found out that every time I get up with him and I start talking about God, I forget about this pain and that pain. I forget about what I got to go through after a while. Right now, I got to tell you what God told me to tell you. Actually, if you're a believer, I'm telling you what you already know. Anybody knew before I opened up my mouth that you can go to the rock? Anybody know that you don't need me to lead you to the rock? All you got to know is the rock. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Every day, we should be trying to strengthen our relationship with God. Every day we ought to be able to talk to God in some way or another. It's a sad thing that the only time some of us call the name of Jesus is when we're down and out. But is there anybody understand that on those days when seemingly everything is going good, that's still a good day to talk to God? It's good to stay in contact with the Maker. It's good to stay in contact with that one that you know that would deliver you and would do those things that need to be done in your life. Now, King Solomon tells us to lean not unto your own understanding. That's for some of you know it all. But that scripture there is for that one to think that I'm doing it all by myself. Look what I done. Look what I saved. Look what I got. But everything you got, you're going to leave. Enjoy it while you got it. Sometimes while you got it, trouble having it. We got to understand this morning. We got to know that he is God. We got to know what he means to us individually as well as collectively. We got to know that we serve a God that will deliver his own. One of our main believers in the Old Testament time was David. David loved God, but David also was a man that realized that I've sinned and I've come short of all the glory of God. Oh, wretched man that I am. Out of all that I've done, Lord, I need you to wash me. I need you to cleanse me. I need you to make me realize that you are my God. When I look here in the 18th division of Psalm, David cries out to the Lord, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Then David said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. As long as I know God to be my rock, I can trust God. He's my butler and he's the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower. Anybody realize that, you know, when David said the Lord is my shepherd, I found out that I can personalize it too. He is my shepherd. He is my rock. He is my deliverer. He is my healer. He is my keeper. He is my sustainer. He is my bridge across troubled water. He is my light in a dark situation. He is my doctor in my sick room. He is my all and my all. He's my joy in the morning. He's my happiness all day long. God is who God says that he is. And you got to know your God to the degree that you can say it just like David, just like I just said it. He is mine. The psalmist has complete confidence in God. Realize that when he's in distress, he can call upon God the deliverer. He can call on him because he is the help. I love that when I need God the most, I found out that I can look up to the hills, knowing that that's where my help comes from. Oh, I go down to the earthly doctor, but even before I go in the doctor's office, I take time out to look up to the hills and say, Lord, when I go inside here, I want you to work some things out that I get a good report. Don't always leave it to the doctor. Tell you something else you already know. Some of that medicine you taking, it's just a trial. Take it and see if it works. It don't work, try something else. Half of it mess you up worse than you was in the beginning. When I think about Dr. Jesus, his medicine cleans you out. His medicine to make you get your right mind back. Heard somebody in the testimony say, I'm so glad that I was clothed in my right mind. But don't you know somebody woke up this morning just as crazy as a bed bug? When we look in the 61st division of Psalms, David says it like this. He said, from the end of the earth, I would cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I don't have all of the answers, Lord, lead me to the rock. When I'm backed up against the wall and I cannot quite see my way out, Lord, I need you to lead me to the rock. When they say that I'm not going to be anything, when they call me everything but a child of God, when they even call you a hypocrite and say that you don't have nothing, Don't roll up your fist. Don't get wind in your jaw. But Lord, lead me to the rock. See, I don't have to fight my own battle. I got a God that will fight my battle for me. See, David realized that even when I'm a long way from home, I can say, Lord, lead me to the rock, and God will be my protection. He will be my God. He will be my GPS to make sure that I get home safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. You ever been lost? Looking for somewhere. Feeling your way through and you still can't get there. I shouldn't even went on that note, but I'm going to say it right quick, and then I'm going to get back. I got a deacon over here. Be lost. Too stubborn to stop and ask somebody. Keep on riding. Keep on riding like you know everything. Now, I'm talking about one, but I got two of them grinning. Sometimes you got to have sense enough to realize you can save some gas, you can save some time if you just put on the brake, pull on the side of the road and ask somebody, can you help me get to A, B, or C? You got to learn when you're a long way from home. You got to realize that God will be your safety net. God's presence and his protection will allow you to know that his blessings are still right there by your side. You got to find the assurance that he will be right there for the present because he was there in the past. And if he did it one time, he'll do it again. Don't never think that God done did so much for you that he stopped and he don't have time to deal with you anymore. Anybody, I got to get on up out of here. Anybody ever had something going on in your life? Realize that you can't do what you want to do. But I realize that you got to know who God is. And when you know who God is, let me lay the foundation of this text right now. The Bible says in 1 Peter, wherefore you got to lay aside all your malice and all your guile and all the hypocrisies and your evil speaking of one another. You got to stop talking trash about one another. You got to learn how to pull it together. You got to learn how to get in this thing and realize that even if you don't have my last name, we still family. You are my brother. You are my sister. Those white guys right there on that front row, those are my brothers. Brother, where y'all been? I ain't never seen y'all before since today. But I gotta love them like I had never, like they've been around in all of my life. God does not see color. He does not have respect of persons. If you get the glory, I'm not caring who be there. I just want to get there. Mess around and get in glory, and then you run your nose up in the air because you run across somebody you didn't think was going to make it. Wouldn't that be a shame to get there and then get kicked right back out? Peter says, as newborn babes, desire sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So what Peter is saying is that you got to learn enough about God. You got to be so determined and so persistent that you're not going to take no for an answer. You ever seen how even before a baby can talk, that baby lets you know that I want me some milk. And that baby's not going to shut that mouth until you put a bottle in that mouth. And once he get a taste of that milk, then he realize I'm all right now. I might be quiet for an hour or two if you'd have gave me that milk the first time I wind out. Look what God says in the word. Say, if so, be that ye have taste that the Lord is gracious. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once you see who God is, once you get a taste of who God is, then you begin to grow in the power of God. I'm talking to some folk in here that are not where you was yesterday. But you learn how to drink that milk until you began to get strong enough. And I'm so glad that I'm even in the midst of some folk that somebody that been able to get off the bottle and somebody eating some meat now. Bible declares, to whom coming as into a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. In other words, there were some that rejected who Christ was. But Christ was chosen of God and was precious. Ye also as lively stone. So when you look at that, ye also. It lets you know that he's talking about my sisters and my brothers, and you are living stones. And if you are living stone, then you got to build upon the spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to order up spiritual sacrifices. Now, in our time, that's where we're finding some problems. Don't nobody want to make a sacrifice for God. It's all about me, mine, and myself. But the Bible declared that if you want to give God anything, you ought to offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Got to realize that you got to know that they rejected the stone, the chief cornerstone, the elect, the precious, and him that believeth on him, that it shall not be confounded. But then unto you, therefore, would believe he is precious. Oh, I'm talking to somebody now. If you believe that God is who he said he is, unto them which are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, that same Jesus that they said was nobody, that same Jesus that they said was nothing but a carpenter, that same Jesus that didn't come in looking and like a king. But I found out that he is King of Kings. I found out that he is the Lord of Lords. And the same one who made the head of the corner. See, I stopped by to tell somebody that the church is founded on the stone of God. You ever heard the song, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand"? I'm so glad to know God for myself. And I stopped by Files Chapel to let you know that there was a time when our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the Bible said he was going from Caesarea to Philippi, and he asked the disciples, "And whom do men say that I am?" But I come to let somebody know that every now and again you gotta let go and let God. Before Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" Don't worry about what they say, but what do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and said, "Thou art Jesus, the Son of the Living God." He realized that you couldn't get that message unless a higher power let you know. My Father that sits high and he looked down low, he had to reveal that unto you. And I want to let you know right now that there's a man called Jesus, and that man is the cornerstone. When he was talking to Simon Peter, he said, "Oh, Simon Peter, I want to let you know that thou art a rock. You are a stone, but upon this stone, I'm going to build my house. I'm going to build a church on the rock of God. I'm going to build a church because I know what the church got to go through. The gates of hell should not prevail against it." It does not mean that the enemy is not going to try you. The devil is going to go up against the church, but it shall not prevail, because the God that we serve sits high. The God that we serve got all power. And I just stopped by to let somebody know, if you don't have enough power this morning, you better find out who God is. And I want you to come on and go with me. I'm going to go to the rock. I found out when I go to the rock, everything is going to be all right. You can always, always go to the rock early in the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour, If you don't even have a word to say, you can go to the rock, and the rock know your moans and your groans. You can go to the rock, and the rock already know what you're going through. And I just stop by to tell somebody that Jesus is my rock, and as long as I got him for a rock, I'm standing on a solid sound foundation, and nobody or nothing can push me off of my rock, because I love my rock. And when I love the rock of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, I found that everything is going to be all right. So I just want to let somebody know that if you got to go anywhere, go to the rock. Go to the rock that is higher than you are. Go to the rock that will deliver you. Go to the rock that will sustain you. Go to the rock that will keep you in a time of trouble. I'm so glad I know the rock for myself. Because when I think about Jesus and he stretched out there on Calvary's Hill, he is my rock and my salvation. Gave up his life, died and was buried in the tomb. But early on that third day, he got up out the grave, all power in his hand. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that all you got to do when you get overwhelmed, go to the rock. When you don't have nobody to talk to, go to the rock. When nobody want to listen, go to the rock. When you need something to lean on, go to the rock. The rock won't let you fall, but he'll hold you, he'll keep you, and he will sustain you. God is that rock. And when he looked at Peter, he said, Peter, you know, you're just a mere stone. But I want to let you know something about the rock. And this rock is where I'm going to build my church. And so now, when we put it in the context of the church, the last part of that message tells us that you have to do something mighty bad to not be able to go to the church house. You can always go to church. Sometimes the enemy tell you because you don't have no money in your pocket, don't go because you're going to be ashamed. But you ought to go with nothing so that you can leave with something that's going to make you greater than any dollar that you ever spent in your life. You can always go to the rock. Now, the rock has changed. But there were times when the church doors wasn't locked. If you need to go in there and pray, you could go in there and pray. But the enemy has gotten so bad that he'll steal out the church house. So now you can't leave the doors open. So now if you can't get in there when you want, when the doors open, you ought to come right now. But I come to let you know something. Your house can be your church house. Because the same message that you sent up to God in here, you can do it in your living room, in your bedroom, any part of that house, sitting out there on the porch on a nice, beautiful day with the breeze blowing. You can go to the rock and let the rock know that everything is going to be all right. God, my heart is overwhelmed, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. But God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I am.